Hello, this is Jasmine Rice with Good Things Are Gonna Come, and today's episode is You Can Do Hard Things. You have to be willing to push yourself to accomplish hard things, but you also have to be willing to say, okay, today is not that day, which sometimes is even harder. Doing hard things doesn't always mean pushing harder. It also means slowing down and taking a break even when you don't want to. So when you hear the phrase, you can do hard things, what does that mean to you? There are many different training plans you can find to help you train for a marathon that include speed work, tempo runs, diet and hydration tips to help get you to that 26.2 finish line. But not many of those training plans include mental work. The hardest part of any marathon, or whatever race you're running in life, is that 6 inches between your ears. Is running a marathon hard? Sure. Is learning to play an instrument or a foreign language as an adult hard? Yep. How about having the courage to walk away from an unhealthy relationship? Sure. Your body and your mind, they work together. If you tell yourself that you can't do something, most likely you won't be able to achieve it. Your body listens to your mind, but your mind also listens to your body. And when you are running a marathon, there needs to be balance. But it can be challenging to decide what to listen to when your body is unhappy and anxious and stressed because you're pushing it. Finding the balance of the two can be an art form. And the same goes for life. You can let the stressors of life cause physical strain on your body, but you can do the mindset work to take control of that as well. Strength is seen in so many different forms. To this day, one of the most mentally challenging things that I have ever faced was the demise of my marriage. I had to dig deep inside and begin to do a lot of mindset work to work through all of those challenges that I was facing. And the second most mentally challenging thing that I have faced so far was the New York City Marathon this past Sunday. There was also a bit of physical challenges thrown in there as well. And honestly, if this would have been my first marathon, I'm not sure that I would have signed up for another. So my 2022 New York City Marathon experience began in April when I was accepted to run for a charity called Team Move for Hunger. I officially began training in May, and during my second long training run, I tripped over a 1-inch lip on a sidewalk, which now in my mind was so much bigger. And I went down. Not only did I just scrape up my knee and there was blood dripping down my leg, but I broke my wrist in the process. So the first 2.5 months of my training, I was in a cast, and that had to get changed out quite often because of the sweat, and it was pretty gross. The break, although frustrating as hell, did turn out to be a blessing in disguise. I wasn't able to lift weights due to the cast I was wearing, but I worked with my physical therapist to strengthen my core and my lower body, which was making me a stronger runner and making me even faster. During my last long training run, I had never felt so prepared physically for a marathon. But then my lovely weather app decided to mess with my mind. I started looking at the New York City weather forecast a few weeks out, and I saw the temperatures rising in New York. The last 4 times I've run the marathon in New York, we had perfect running temperatures, which are between maybe 45 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit. 2 days before the marathon, the race director sent out an email letting the runners know the weather was going to be unseasonably warm, and to boot, 80% humidity was the icing on the cake. Marathon morning, I was telling myself over and over to just go slow, slow my pace down, drink more fluids, and trust in my training. The transportation to get to the start was a bit of a cluster, leaving me with only 10 minutes to use the bathroom and then sprint to the corral. And by the time I got to the start line, I was already sweating. The Star Spangled Banner was sung beautifully, and the cannons shot off, sending us on our way. Frank Sinatra was singing New York, New York, and my feet started moving 1 foot in front of the other. Here we go. Mile 1 to 2 Weaving in and out of the walkers, the breeze on the Verrazano Bridge is giving me hope that even though the sun is beating down on us, it's going to be okay. I've been training at altitude. I've got this. Mile 2 to 3. How am I already sweating so much? I feel like an elephant is sitting on my chest because of the humidity. How am I going to run another 24.2 miles? Damn it, my earbud just fell out. Mile 3 to 4. The cheers as we enter Brooklyn are amazing. Okay, here's the crowd that is going to get me through. Damn, I'm already sweating like I just ran 15 miles. Ah! Oh, thank you, random runner friend, for picking up my earbud and getting it back to me. Mile 4 to 5. Nope, I can't do this. Stop saying that. Yes, you can. Nope, I'm pretty sure I better drop out so I don't die. Wait, I think I can do this. I just have to pull back and pace a little. Damn it, my music isn't working. Just breathe. Mile 5 to 6. Why do I run marathons? Focus on the signs, Jasmine. Look at the signs. Oh, high five those cute little kiddos. Oh, I'm supposed to be counting dogs. I think I've seen 5. Mile 6 to 7. 20 more miles? Crap. This route was not as hard the last 4 times. Oh, wait, we weren't running in hell-like temperatures. How did I ever live in Kansas with this dumb humidity? Mile 7 to 8. I have already drank twice as much water and Gatorade as I usually do. I wish the sun would just go away. I thought it was supposed to be overcast. Oh my God, a cute little kiddo just said, "Go, Jasmine." I love that my name is on my shirt. Mile 8 to 9. I think I should just drop out at mile 13. Making a half marathon in this heat is good enough. There's no shame in dropping out, Jasmine. Wait, why not just walk it rather than drop out? Okay, well, now I'm feeling pretty good. Oh, look, it's another dog. I think that makes 9. Mile 9 to 10. These volunteers are so amazing in this crowd. Every time I think I want to stop, they just yelling for me. What's dripping on my back? Oh, that's the sweat coming off of my braid. An aid station is coming up. Yay, they have Vaseline. I need to slather that on my arms. Mile 10 to 11. How did I make it to 10? My legs feel great, but this heat and humidity. Okay, body check time. Legs, feeling good. Core, it's tight. Heart rate, it's a bit high. Slow down a little bit, Jazz. Ow, my toenail's a little sore. It's probably nothing. Mile 11 to 12. All right, the first bridge is done. The halfway mark is coming up soon. What are you going to do? This heat. Okay, just stop at 13. Don't hurt yourself. It's not worth it. There is going to be other marathons. No, keep going. You can do this, girl. Mile 12 to 13. Rain! Yay! Usually I hate rain when I run, but you have saved me. For now, anyway. In the clouds. Woohoo! The funk of the streets is splashing on my legs, but I don't even care right now. Okay. Now I think stopping doesn't make sense. Keep it up. Mile 13 to 14. This bridge is so steep. Okay. Do it, Jazz. Walk. It's okay. All right, I'm walking. So should I just stop? No. Start running again. You got this. Wait, body check. Everything is good. Okay, 1 mile at a time, girly girl. Mile 14 to 15. A guy just walked off the course and said, "I'm out." More than halfway to get to Queensboro Bridge, and then you can make the call. But the rain certainly helped. All right, take a goo. Sip on my water. That sign just said Taylor Swift is at the finish? Really? Mile 15 to 16. Fuck you, Queensboro Bridge. That's all. Mile 16 to 17. Okay, the bridge is done. Take a deep breath. Do you have 10 more in you? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Damn, my toe. I think my toenail might have fallen off. Mile 17 to 18. Crap. I forgot to keep track of dogs. There's one. A A spectator has a power-up sign. Do you think I'll get power? I'm gonna hit it. Look at these orange slices all over the ground. Where was someone handing out orange slices? I could have used that. Oh my God, I just saw a woman down with medics all around her. Oh my God, there's another one. Okay, slow down, Jasmine, slow your pace. Oh, I hate that my name's on my shirt. Mile 18 to 19. Oh, hello, wall. You came a little sooner than usual. Spot. Oh shit, I'm seeing spots and I'm so cold. I have goosebumps. I stopped sweating. Okay, walk a minute. Walk for a minute, Jazzy. Drink some water. Body check. Are you safe? Mile 19 to 20. Oh my God, this guy's gonna fall. Oh my God, the crowd just caught him. People are falling like flies. Should I stop? Take a salt pill. Drink some water. It's still not a failure if you drop out, Jasmine. What do you think? Let's make the call at 20. I think mile 20 to 21. I think the salt pill just kicked in. I seem to be sweating a little again, or maybe that's just my hair still dripping on me. Holy crap, that's Tiki Barber. I'm passing Tiki Barber. Okay, don't stop, Jazz. But are you okay? Yes, yes you are. Slow and steady. Mile 21 to 22. How did I hit another wall, damn it? Okay, walk. Take some breaths. Take a goo. Drink some water. Body, are you okay? Yes. No. Wait. Yes. Look, a dog. Now I need to touch down and touch my little Bailey button, my sweet girl. Mile 22 to 23. Look at that sign. You got this. Okay, that's what I needed right now. You got this, Jazzy. You got this. I am so cold. These goosebumps on my arms. Am I sweating again? Come on, body. I love you so much. Thank you for being so strong. Mile 23 to 24. Are you kidding? How does Fifth Avenue just keep getting steeper every year? I have to walk. I see you, Jasmine. You got this, girl. Thank you, runner, for that. Let's start running again, Jazz. Way to go, Jasmine. Pick up the pace. Thank you, random stranger. Mile 24 to 25. This is it, Jasmine. No stopping now. Just go slow and keep going. Just keep moving. Listen to the crowd. Mile 25 to 26. Are you fucking kidding me? A juggler? Are you serious? There is a runner right in front of me, running and juggling. Yes, Jasmine. I just made eye contact with this woman who basically told me with her eyes that I can do this. Yes, you can, girl. Keep moving. Take a sip of water. Mile 26 to 26.2. These crowds are unreal. And this hill at the end is dumb. But I see the finish line. Body, you are so amazing. Mind, you are so amazing. I think I'm going to cry. Wait, no, don't. I don't want to get more dehydrated. Here we go. Arms up. Yes, I did it. The hottest New York City marathon was in 1979 when the temperatures hit 80 degrees. So we didn't quite reach that, but it was the hottest New York City marathon since 1986. The human body is incredible. To be able to train and run 26.2 miles, or to hike Mount Kilimanjaro, or to ride your bike across America, or honestly, to push a freaking baby out of your vagina. But personally, I think the human mind is even more amazing. Your mind is so, so powerful, and it can do amazing things. Pushing yourself to do hard things is amazing, but it's also sometimes harder and takes more strength to pull back or even quit something if it's unhealthy or if it's not serving you in your life. There is no shame in taking breaks or even walking away. What is important is that you are checking in with yourself daily. Mentally preparing yourself for a marathon is the same as the mindset work that needs to be done to prepare yourself for life in general, or changing your mindset after you've experienced challenging or unexpected life transitions. Mental training and mindset work get you to a place where you can work through the discomfort or challenges in a healthy way. And some of those techniques include focusing on an area where you need or want to improve. Listing out the steps you can take. And if it's your pace, if you're running, write down the steps on how you can improve it. If it's how to set boundaries with your family or your friends, write out things that you can say. For example, I'm going to pass on going out to dinner. I need a little me time, but thank you for the offer. Number two, select a mantra or an affirmation that will help you each day, or maybe even have a few of them, like, I can do this one day at a time, or you all know my fave, you got this. Number three, check in with yourself a lot. Are you pushing yourself too hard? You know yourself better than anyone else, and you need to trust that. Back off if you need to. Take breaks and stop if you need to. Quitting something in life is not always a bad thing. Quit because you've lost your passion. Quit because you're unhappy. Quit because it's unhealthy for you. Quit because you deserve more. And number four, breathe. Deep breaths. Breathing helps both our physical and our mental state. This was by far my most challenging marathon, both mentally and physically, even though it was my best training. My heart rate got up to 190 at one point. My toenail didn't fall off, but I have a pretty beautiful blister. I stopped sweating, which I know from the past is a sign of heat exhaustion. But the hardest part of this marathon was not pushing myself as hard as I wanted to and forcing myself to hold back so I didn't injure myself, pass out, or die. I run marathons for the physical challenge and the feeling of accomplishment I have at the end. And I'm not telling you to go out and run a marathon, but I promise you, if you really wanted to, you could. However, what I am saying is that whatever challenge you take on or you are faced with in life, if you work on your mindset, push yourself, but not too hard, and listen to your mind and your body, you will get through it. Even if that means changing your original plan, don't let those ugly thoughts in your head win. You do have power over them. You, my friend, can do hard things. Even when you plan out your day, your week, your year, or your plan for your metaphorical marathon, the universe can throw heat and humidity your way or might present you with a setback that you were not prepared for. In the end, how you choose to respond to those obstacles you are faced with is what really matters, and it shows your strength. Life doesn't always go as we plan, but life happens the way it's supposed to. P.S., my heart hurts for all of those runners whose bodies just couldn't handle the heat and humidity and they collapsed, and that also included the male professional who was in the lead and he collapsed at mile 21. I hope you're all recovering. And a huge, huge thank you to the city of New York for coming out and supporting all of the runners and cheering us on. Your signs, your children, your dogs, and your cheers helped so many get to the finish line. So thank you. And remember, you got this. To learn more about working with me, visit my website at goodthingsaregonnacome.com.